America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Well, good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It is a wonderful day in South Side Hampton Roads. This is the Faith and Freedom Network, and we welcome you. We will not be seeing you on Facebook probably anymore because we've been banned, but that's a good thing because that tells us that we're making significant inroads that the globalists don't like. So, Colleen, good afternoon. Actually, yes, it is afternoon. Good afternoon, and it's great to be on still on the air. At least on the radio.
Definitely on the radio here on the Lighthouse. So we're glad to have you here for Faith and Freedom. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us. The number is 757-488-5299, 488-5299. You can also reach out to our sponsor, which is Alliance Legal Group, and contact them at debtfreeva.com and chat there. Get a message to Steve directly regarding the program or regarding the services that they provide through their legal practice there with Alliance Legal Group. They also are part of Christian Rights Ministries, and that's important in with a lot of the topics that we discuss on this program, Faith and Freedom.
Well, Colleen, I think we've made it. So, you know, the bottom line is that in America today, there's censorship. There's a new sort of tyranny that has occurred during the last year and a half that we've entered into a new paradigm. And again, that if you just tuned in, that we as a program, Faith and Freedom Network, you can call it Facebook jail. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It's being banned for having content that they deem violates their community standards. I don't know what community they're in, but it's not my community. And so, you know, that we've been waiting for that, of course, because, you know, that's the nature of freedom of speech in America today. We have these monopolies like Facebook and Google and YouTube and things of that nature that don't allow you to speak truth. So again, my name is Steve Taylor. This is the Alliance Legal Group, that we're here to provide a forum of freedom of speech, truth, and a network of believers that can band together as we enter into this very perilous time of medical tyranny and censorship that is being going forth at all levels, especially in America as it relates to speech about government and speech about globalists and speak about vaccine issues, whether it be the CCP virus or the vaccine or the vaccine patent, and it's just going to get worse. So if you'd like to contact us, it's is it
488-5299, 488-5299. That gets you right here to our studio. We can put you on the air. You can also contact Steve, like I said, through debtfreeva.com to make a comment there as well.
And we're going to be trying to find another forum that has less censorship, maybe Rumble, maybe a couple other venues that allow us to have a video. That as long as we can, that we'll be on the air, that we don't know, we could be off next week as far as we know on the radio, just the way the censorship and the globalist and the condition of our First Amendment rights in America are today. So with that being said, again, please do contact us, support us by going to our website at www.debtfreeva.com. We'd love to help you as far as your financial issues. People are starting to struggle due to the, you know, a lot of the income that they were getting from unemployment have ended, that the some employers are not able to keep this up, and we're seeing folks not being able to reopen or or be able to continue because of supply chain shortages that are happening everywhere. And so, you know, now's the time to prepare in the event that you can't meet your obligations, that the foreclosure moratorium is officially over as of the end of July. There still, fortunately, hasn't been a lot of foreclosures because they haven't ramped up like they say they very well will, but that still that we'd love to help you if there's an issue like that going on. So let's jump into some of the news right now. And I guess the first one that I'll look at is that we're not alone. You know, that YouTube and Facebook, yesterday I received this article on the internet that YouTube purges Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Joseph Mercola, and a wide range of experts who aren't afraid to tell the truth about vaccines. And so, again, that we are one of many channels that speak up for families that are injured by these vaccines and these and the whole issue relating mandates. YouTube took down the channel of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he was a doctor providing a lot of homeopathic and help remedies that they found offensive. They want to be able to push their globalist big pharma sort of mandates upon people, and that they were actually exposing them for doing that. And the reason that they're exposing them is because their videos are too truthful and are slowing down vaccination rates, and they don't like that. And this new wave of YouTube censorship will eliminate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of programs that shows and videos that, you know, help people try to be able to. It shows how the vaccines cause these autoimmune issues, cause and inflammate, causes further problems with allergies. There's this VAERS, the vaccine alert. What does VAERS stand for? That adverse vaccine adverse reaction, vaccine adverse event reaction system. This VAERS system that the government employs says that less than 1% of people report to it. The reason why they say that we only have like 16,000 deaths, and people say, well, you know, you can't prove that those are from can't prove that they're from vaccines. Well, you know, that those are the 1% that report. You say, well, how do you know it's just 1%? Well, where these numbers come from, and it's historically true, comes from people that actually know the systems out there, that actually the individuals report because that they think that there's a reason to report, or doctors report because they think it's in their best interest to report. Doctors who get paid money from Pfizer and Moderna aren't going to report that the drugs that they're getting kickbacks from are hurting people that they're giving their medicines to. Doctors widely do not report, and a lot of people don't even know that they have this. You know, we see people having adverse event reactions regarding inflammation in joints and in their body, and autoimmune disease that are exacerbated because that's what this vaccine does. But they don't know that it's just not them getting old or having problems concerning their system. And so lots of events aren't reported, not by the individuals, certainly not by the doctors, and that Moderna and Pfizer and these folks have a vested interest in making sure that that it's kept quiet. So the 1% is the historic number that most people use as to actual reporting. And when these 14,000 deaths come, they don't even, if you die within 14 days of getting the vaccine, they don't even report it. That makes complete sense that if you took the vaccine, you died within 14 days, that had a pretty good chance that would happen. But those events are actually not reported versus the ones that are reported, which would be after 14 days. And so, you know, YouTube is being pressured by the federal government to eliminate any information that does not fall in line with the current vaccine dogma. There's a number of nations, Colleen. I wish I had my list, but Croatia, I believe Sweden, another Netherlands, I can't remember the four or five nations have said this whole vaccination thing is ridiculous and have completely stopped the requirement of vaccines, social distancing, the whole bit. But they're not, you know, they're not the United States. They're not part of this globalist sort of movement to take away our freedoms and use the vaccine and the COVID-19 rationale to do it.
It'd be interesting to find out if are they getting any flack for that? Are they taking any hits, any negative press regarding or negative media regarding those decisions and what the ramifications will be?
Well, I'm sure that they're probably getting some from the outside world, but their citizens are loving it because that they're free. They're not being required. You know, the 6-foot distance thing, the FDA, former FDA director said it's completely made up, has no rationale whatsoever. They just came up with a number out of thin air. I actually think that there's probably a lot of reasons for it. Like, you know, that you can, I've heard that, you know, other than one basis is that when you're trying to isolate a person with facial recognition software, that you have to be a certain distance apart, namely 6 feet or so, in order to be able to accurately be able to depict those folks. And so whether that's it or not, but 6 feet has no basis in rational thinking. They just came up with it, the FDA said.
I've got Tony. Tony on the line, if you have time to take Tony.
Sure. Tony from Prescott, Arizona. It's always good to talk to you, Tony. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. That, as you've heard, that we've been banned from Facebook, which, again, is one of our, you know, that the one of the marks that we're actually getting something accomplished would be the amount of censorship that you actually receive. And so we're thankful that Facebook and YouTube have finally recognized that we're doing our job.
Amen. And the fact that that's happened means you're touching nerves on a very sensitive area that shouldn't be sensitive. I mean, this is stuff that's in the better interest of the American public and the world public to have open and free speech, but they're censoring it. The list you were talking about a moment ago was Norway reclassified COVID as ordinary flu. Croatia's president calls out vaccine identity, saying we're at 50%. That's it. That's good enough for herd immunity. We're not going to push our people anymore. Brazil's president will not support vax passport restrictions at all. Denmark lifted all restrictions. Sweden lifted all restrictions. Ireland is going to lift their restrictions on the 22nd. So you got 6 major nations that are saying this is crazy. We're not going to do this. This makes no sense. It's time to get on with our lives. And they're pushing back on them hard because Croatia actually said, if you don't like what we're doing, build a fence between us and you and leave us alone.
Absolutely. You know, and this whole anti-vaccine, you know, Google, which owns YouTube, is cracking down on this anti-vaccine content. From here on out, YouTube could only be used to promote vaccination. That's what that means. Unless you're pro-vaccination, if you have anything negative to say or anything even questioning whether vaccination is the right thing to do, that's content that's going to be considered outside of community standards. Any videos that tell the truth about how commonly used vaccines, not just COVID-19, but just commonly used vaccines, will be removed. Anything that's anti-vaccine. Guess what? Big Pharma owns these folks. I mean, that the bottom line is you can't say anything that's truthful about vaccines except for untruthful stuff about how you should take it. No one can question COVID-19 vaccines or any of the vaccines, period. Families that have witnessed vaccine injury and death with their own eyes will not be allowed to properly mourn the passing of their loved ones because they're not allowed to openly express what really happened to their family. So if you had a family member that had an adverse effect, you can't say nothing about it. Illegal, at least illegal to YouTube standards. Crazy.
Now that's the whole thing. This is a free nation. Who gives any of these people the right to say, and even the government, to say this is anti, this is hate speech? If I'm talking about the, I think the government's wrong. Anything else, I'm going to be classified as a radical, as an extremist. I'm going to be classified as something I'm not. I'm a patriot. I'm a person who cares about my country and cares about people. But I can't do that anymore if I don't want to be suspended. That's crazy.
Well, let me just tell you that, you know, scientists, you know, people say I trust the science. They should question vaccine science instead of following. Just, we're hearing all kinds of federal government falling for and people dying because of this pharmaceutical propaganda and worshiping vaccines as if they are somehow infallible. And that's the basic thing. Just go along with the flow. But, you know, as people are injured, as people die, you know, their voices are going to seep through this censorship, no matter how abusive it becomes. You know, we just read an article yesterday about how remdesivir, you haven't heard too much about remdesivir, except for the fact that it's now coming out very, very clearly that Fauci recommended, in fact, while it was still an experimental drug last year, and him having funded at least two studies showing that it was deadly. I mean, 25 to 50% of the people took remdesivir for HIV and other sort of illnesses died. I mean, it shuts down their kidneys. It causes them to blow it up like a water balloon. They can't get the fluid into their that goes into their system, out of their system. And so this remdesivir is a deadly poison that they pulled. They wouldn't let people use it. France did it. For five people, two of them died, two of them need kidney transplants, and they just stopped it because it was so deadly. And so this remdesivir, if you say 600,000 to 700,000 people died because of what they're calling the CCP virus, that they're saying that 25 to 50% of those could have died from remdesivir, the shutdown of their body. They're saying, how can this flu shut down the body? The flu didn't shut her down. Remdesivir did, and so they knew, and they should have known. Not just Fauci, who put it forth, knowing, having done the report through the NIH that this stuff was deadly, but then the people that were supposed to watchdog behind them just nodded their head. That they just fell for the pharmaceutical propaganda and let hundreds of thousands of people be subjected to this poison. That ultimately was much worse than, you know, we know that the death rate or the fatality rate for these the survival rate, I should say, is 99.998% for people 0 to 14, 99.931 for 15 to 44, 99.929 for if you're less than 64 years old. Between 65 and 85 is 99.63%. So why in the world would you then put a person on remdesivir that between 25 and 50% of the people that are put on there, which everybody that got into the ICU, that was the protocol, would die from? I mean, this is murder. I mean, that's literally what it is. You're subjecting people, and it's the old folks. You know, that Fauci found a group of people that basically could be unwillingly, willingly, whatever you want to say, stuck in an ICU, given remdesivir, which he recommended, and that would shut down the kidneys and that would kill these folks. And we're not yelling and screaming like we should. People's loved ones are being killed by big pharma and propaganda, you know, put out by folks like Fauci. It's absolutely criminal.
Now the thing that's going to happen is people are going to say, well, Steve, you're just a crazy, you know, conspiracy theologist. But the facts are, don't take our word for it, folks. Go back and do your own research. Go back to January and February of 2020 and look at what they were saying. And then look at March, April, and May. They were saying, we've never seen any virus. The words were, we've never seen any virus shut down the kidneys like this virus is doing. When the fact of the matter was, it wasn't the virus. That's the time that they started mandating that only remdesivir could be used. You couldn't use hydroxychloroquine. If you're a doctor and you prescribe hydroxychloroquine, you went before ethics committee on a drug that has been proven 50 years safe. If you did ivermectin, the same thing. It's been around 50 years, less than 1,200 adverse reactions in history. Do the math. That's 0.00000 something point percent over 40 years.
Listen, folks. Of reactions. If they're going to put your loved one into the hospital, do not let them use remdesivir. Let me just say this to you because I care for you, and these guys are wicked. You know, in February of 2020, a state-run Chinese institute sought a patent on remdesivir to treat coronavirus based upon their hypothesis that it might work. In April of 2020, you remember that, April, about 1 month or 2 months after things started being shut down, Fauci cited a study which he said proved remdesivir could block the coronavirus. He claimed the study showed that remdesivir was safe and efficacious in the because they used it in Ebola virus back in 18 and 19. But that was a lie. And so you actually look at that study, and we've talked about this, Tony, the safety board had actually pulled remdesivir out of the trial 6 months early because over 50% of the patients actually died. And Fauci knew this. Fauci quoted a second study quoting the use of remdesivir as efficacious, a study conducted by the makers of remdesivir, wherein there was 50 patients and that they administered the drug for just 10 days. During that 10 days, these 50 people, 27% of them suffered from multiple organ dysfunction, septic shock, and acute injury, kidney injury. 8% of them had to be taken off the drug after only 5 days because it was killing them. But what did Fauci do? He recommended the use of remdesivir and secured the world supply and began treating Americans with it, the stuff that was killing people. And so all of a sudden, guess what happened last year? COVID patients began suffering kidney failure, which was blamed for COVID, even though studies by the manufacturer showed that remdesivir caused 23% after only a few days. After 5 days, that was the treatment protocol that then they were supposed to pull it off. When the kidneys fail, the lungs fill with liquid, and that's how thousands died in hospitals being put on ventilators. Remember all those ventilators? They were all saying because it was COVID. It wasn't COVID. It was remdesivir. And if you read the fine print, that's what you should expect. So if you just read the there's stories about Freddie Mercury and Magic Johnson, both diagnosed HIV around the same time. Magic Johnson quit using it because it was getting him sick, and he lived. Freddie Mercury kept on using it, and he died. That's the stuff that Fauci was promoting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the media came out with a brief story about that. Then they were told to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
They were told to back off. People, don't take our word for it. Go to DuckDuckGo, type in Fauci report on remdesivir, Fauci article recommending remdesivir. Fauci recommends remdesivir to CDC and HCD. Check those out. Just you'll come up with the articles, and then when you go in, read them, and you'll find out that he's saying, "Oh, my article show that it's safe and effective." The article says that these items are safe and effective, which is somewhat misleading if you're not someone who reads the whole article. Then as you go on, it says this drug was pulled because of adverse reactions. That's remdesivir. So I'm gonna be honest with you, he owns a percentage of the patent. He has a financial stake in remdesivir. That's a conflict of interest, I would think, but no one says anything.
And let me tell you this, folks, we're reporting this information from articles that are on the web. I mean, these are articles that we're just reporting. We're just giving you information. We're reporting publicly available information. I've got one here right here in front of me. It says that whistleblower provides government data showing 48,000 plus died within 14 days of COVID-19. This relates to that lawsuit that was filed, Colleen, a couple months back by Thomas Rentz, I believe. He's the attorney. This is on LifeSite News. If you want to just go to LifeSiteNews.com, I'm not making this up. This is what's being reported. everything that we've said today is reported on these articles. And so so you say, well, you know, I've heard of 16,000 by the adverse reactions events site. Where do you get these 48,000? Well, what they say is that most of the people that die, usually they're 80 plus years old, died within 14 days of getting the vaccine. One slide showed that the number of persons who died within 14 days of COVID-19 equated to 19,400 younger than 81 years old and 28,065 for those 81 years or over. And they're not reported on the VAERS. I don't know why they wouldn't be, but that's just raw data. There's no, you know, these deaths numbers are from, and so this is 20%. This is the Medicaid site, vaccine adverse event reaction site. But it takes 20%. This is just 20% of the population. This is the Medicaid site that where it's reported to. And so the 14 days is important because if you die within 14 days, you're not considered vaccinated. According to the CDC, and you're not considered being vaccinated until after 14 days. And so that's why a lot of the deaths aren't being reported the way that you think they would be. We're down to 3 minutes, Tony. Any last comments?
Yeah, that's the question. Why is that? And people, hang in there. Stay with us. Listen to what's going on. And do your own research. If you got any questions, contact Steve. He'll help direct you to the right places. Don't take the words that we're saying literally. Do your own information. It's all out there. It's free information that can be found.
Yeah, you know, I got this other article. We're not going to have time to talk about it. It's about Dr. Solenko. You know, remember him, the one that I think became famous because he was the Nobel Prize winner in the concerning the HIV virus. Says that Dr. David Sorensen and Vladimir Solenko have released a new report that suggests millions of people have already died from the CCP virus, but more importantly, from the vaccines, not from the virus, from the vaccines. So we don't have time to get into that tape because we're down to 2 minutes, but go to naturalnews.com and you'll be able to read that article, which lists, again, sources that article to the source of the report. So just be careful for the vaccines. There's a lot of information out there that says that they're a very, very dangerous thing, especially causes inflammation, causes adverse reactions, and it's going to get through YouTube, and it's going to get through Google, and it's going to get through Facebook one way or the other. It's going to become public knowledge, but the question is when and how much censorship they'll apply. We hope to see you again very, very soon on the air that we're looking at Rumble and a few other sites that might allow uncensored content, but that we appreciate you. If you want to go to our website, we appreciate comments, discussion. Go to www.debtfreeva.com. That's our Alliance Legal Group website. And whether you want to discuss this matter or if you've got a bankruptcy issue or other sort of issue that you'd like to discuss, we'd be glad to talk to you about there. It's absolutely free. As far as an appointment, if you want to set one up. Colleen, we're about ready to finish. Thank you, Tony, for being on the air today. And Colleen, any thoughts before we close?
No, it always goes by really quick. So we'll have to tune in again on Tuesday to get some more information.
And remember, all this content is, go to censored, censored.news. And that you'll find a variety of sources that you won't see on your regular and use DuckDuckGo because you almost get nothing on Google because they censor everything. And so with that being said, God bless you. Take care, be safe, and until next Tuesday, God bless you. Take care.
Have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.